Welcome to Consensus or Controversy, a special audio program focused on the management of prostate cancer that was developed from a satellite CME meeting held at the 2019 Genitourinary Cancer Symposium in San Francisco. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This program features the perspectives of prostate cancer investigators on new strategies and controversies in the management of patients with prostate cancer. Our faculty for the meeting were Drs. Emmanuel Antonarakis, Oliver Sartor, Howard Scheer, Matthew Smith, and Cora Sternberg. Prior to the meeting, the faculty completed a survey documenting their recommendations for a variety of cases, questions, and other clinical and research issues. During the program, we discussed the results from the survey, and the faculty reviewed their rationale for their choices. The first module focused on the incorporation of androgen receptor antagonists into the management of patients with M0 prostate cancer. To begin, we posed the question whether PSA doubling time is the key factor in determining whether to initiate androgen deprivation therapy for a patient with non-metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. I asked Dr. Smith why he considered PSA doubling time to be the most important factor in this decision.
Well, in a number of settings, PSA doubling time has been shown to be a powerful predictor of time to metastatic disease. And so for an individual patient, when you're considering benefit-risk, you have to consider what the expected natural history of the untreated disease would be. And so PSA doubling time turns out to be a relatively powerful predictor of that in both hormone-sensitive as well as in castration-resistant disease.
So Oliver, you, as always, provocative, and you put down here, no, it's not necessarily the most important factor. When you, again, see a patient, never had hormonal therapy, they have metastatic disease, hormone sensitive, what are the factors that you think of when you decide whether to initiate ADT?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me agree with Matthew that the most important prognostic factor is PSA doubling time, but the problem is that there's huge heterogeneity in our patients and their desires, their AIDS, their comorbidities, and their ability to sort of articulate why they do or do not want therapy. And, you know, there are some people who are adamantly opposed to the effects of ADT, and I really try to take patient preferences into account. Understanding the pathophysiology, understanding PSA doubling time is critical, but understanding the patient's position is critical too.